Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Chum, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Basar behema tahira, bachalev behema tahira. We have meat, basar meat from a behema tahira, like meat from a cow. Bachalev behema tahira in milk of a tahira diga behema, like milk from the cow. Also lavash, you can't cook it in a tahira. And if you did cook it together, then va'asar bahana. What you cooked is asar bahana. You can't derive any benefit from it. And for sure, it's asar bi'achila. Basar behema tahara, what about meat from a tahara diga behema, like meat from a cow? Bachalev behema tmei, with the milk of a tama diga behema. With the milk from a non-kosher behema. Or, basar behema tmei, meat from a behema tmei, Bachalev behema tahara, with the milk of a tahara diga behema, mutter levashel, it's mutter to cook it, umutter bana, and you could derive benefit from it. You could sell it. Because basar or chalav, either the meat or the milk of a behema tmeya, is not included in the iser of basar, bechalav. How do we know that? The Torah says, leisevashel gedi bachalev imai, three times. The fact that the Torah repeats gedi three times by the iser of basar bechalav, the Gemara dashes different things from it. One of them is that it does not apply to a tameh dika behema. So while you can't eat the behema anyway, because it's tameh, because it's not kosher, but there's no iser of basar. And because it says chalev imai three times, that teaches us the same issue for the milk. The only milk that has the iser of basar bechalav is milk from a kosher behema. So as long as one of them is tameh, whether it's the basar or the chalav, you're not over the iser of basar b'chalav. You're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to have enough from it, but of course, you can't eat it. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Rabbi Akiva Oymer, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that chaya ve'oif, both a chaya and a oif. Chaya, like a deer, or an oif, or a bird, einam are not aser min ha'tayra. There is only an iser midrabanan, shenemar, because the pasuk says, Leisavashel gedi bachalev imai, shalish pamim, three times. And the fact that Torah uses the gedi, the little goat, as a mashal, that's prat l'chaya, that comes to exclude a chaya, ula oif, and it comes to exclude a bird, ula behema tmeya, and a tamadika behema. That by these three minim, says Rabbi Akiva, there's no iser of basa bachalav min ha'toira. Rabbi Yisya Glili disagrees. Rabbi Yisya Glili, I'm in Nemer, it says, Lo yisoichlu kol nevela. Not let it eat any nevela. Nevela is a behemoth that died without shechita. The Nemer, the Pasuk says, in that same Pasuk, Lo yisavashel gedi b'chalev imai. Don't cook a young goat in its mother's milk. The fact that these two psukim are next to each other, so we learn from here, Es she'asur mishum nevela. Anything that would have an iser nevela on it, meaning that if it died without shechita, it's nevela, whatever that is, also levashel, you can't cook that b'chalav in milk. So you see that basar chaya is asur min ha'tayra, because if a chaya dies without shechita, it's nevela. Wait a second, if a chicken or any oif dies without shechita, it's also nevela. So there should be an iser basar b'chalav min ha'tayra for basar oif, for bird meat as well. Zakt Rabbi Yisigli and Chanami. Oif, in regard to oif, she'asur mishum nevela, which is taka asur mishum nevela. So Yochel, I would think, being that it's in the same pasuk nevela and leisavashel gedi b'chalevima, Yochel, I would think, yeah, yasa levashel b'chalav, that you can't cook it in milk. Talmud Loimer, therefore the pasuk says b'chalev imai, so it's mashma, that the iser is only on a type of life, type of animal life, that has milk. And that would have to be a behem or a chaya, yatsa oif, with exception to a bird, she'ein loy chalev ein. Birds don't have milk. That's not how they feed their babies. A bird lays eggs, and the baby lives from before it hatches, from the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for it in the egg. It's the aflas habayre. You have the white part of the egg and the yellow part of the egg. The white part is what the baby lives on. Then when the egg hatches, the mother takes care of the baby, but it doesn't give it milk. And that's why there's no iser of basar oif b'chalav. Because it's only the savashel gedi b'chalev imai, the type of living thing that feeds its animal through giving it milk. Now, Rabbi Yossi holds as the batanura, we don't pass in this way. Rabbi Yossi holds that even lechatchila, you are allowed to eat chicken and milk. We paskin, of course, that it's an Isser, the Rabbana. But as far as the Drais is concerned, where's the Isser of Basa B'chalav? But a type of animal where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the mother feeds milk to its child. Okay, so we learned that the Isser of Basa B'chalav is only if both the behema and the milk come from a Taradika behema. And then we had this machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Really, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili argue in regard to two things. Basar chaya b'chalav. What about deer meat, let's say, in milk? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's mutar min ha-Torah. It's asr b'yachila mid rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's asr min ha-Torah. They also argue about basar oif, about bird meat, like chicken. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's mutar min ha-Torah. It's asr b'yachila mid rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's mutar b'yachila even mid rabbanan. Of course, we paskin, you cannot eat chicken with milk. You can't even have it on the same table. Lamaisa, it's only aser midrabanan, it's mutter midraisa.